By the Lord's help, we will commence the evening service by reading hymn 832. Hymn 832. The men that fear the Lord in every state are blessed. The Lord will grant whate'er they want, their souls shall dwell at rest. His secrets they shall share, his covenant shall learn. Guided by grace shall walk his ways, and heavenly truths discern. He pities all their griefs, when sinking makes them swim. He dries their tears, relieves their fears, and bids them trust in him. In his remembrance book, the Saviour set them down, accounting each a jewel rich, and calls them all his own. This fears the spirit of faith, a confidence that's strong, an unctuous light to all that's right, a bar to all that's wrong. It gives religion life, to warm as well as light. Makes mercy sweet, salvation great, and all God's judgments right. We will read from the Holy Word of God, from the prophecy of Malachi, and chapters 3 and 4. The prophecy of Malachi, chapters 3 and 4. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, and as in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow, and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not, Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against them? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy, yea, they that walk in wickedness are set up, yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet, in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. May the Lord bless to us his holy word and teach us how to pray. Dear Lord, do look upon us now in thy mercy. Oh, we do seek for the gracious help and aid of thy Holy Spirit, that we may worship thee in spirit and in truth, and in the beauty of holiness. Oh, we pray that thou wilt shut the world out, and that we may be shut in with thee. Oh, may we be favoured like dear Noah, when thou didst shut him in from the great flood that was come upon the earth. And oh, how he proved throughout all that great and trying time that salvation is of the Lord. And, O Lord, we pray that we may be kept safe in our souls, in our minds, in our bodies, as this plague runs throughout this land and throughout the earth. And may we prove what the dear hymn writer said, all my safety is in thee. Oh, we do seek for thy sweet presence to be granted this evening, that we may know it in our hearts and feel it, Lord, and in each of our homes. For, O Lord, one of old said, in thy presence I am happy, in thy presence I am secure. In thy presence all afflictions that we can easily endure. And oh, that thou wouldst speak to our souls, that we may hear thy still small voice. Oh, we would come pleading the precious name of Jesus, and seek for that sweet access at the throne of grace. For one said, 'Tis he instead of me is seen, as I approach unto God. And, O Lord, we pray for a breath of real prayer. May we ever be kept from just uttering words, but oh, may the desires of our hearts go with the words we say. O Lord, thou knowest the sins that beset us, sins, one said, of every shape and form. How we do need thee to grant us real heart confession, a real godly repentance, and true godly sorrow, that we may weep and mourn over our sin and after thee, and pray with the dear hymn writer, "Dear Lord, may I a mourner be over my sins and after thee." We pray to be washed and cleansed from all sin in that precious blood of the dear Lord Jesus. And may we know its sweet cleansing power. For thou hast said, "It cleanseth us from all sin." And oh, that we may know, each of us personally, our pardon signed, our peace procured. Oh, do help us to believe, Lord. Grant us that faith to believe that those things we ask of thee, thou wilt grant them to us. And oh, that we may believe thy sweet promises, those sacred promises that are yea and amen in Christ Jesus, and believe that we may yet see the sweet fulfilment of them. Oh, we pray thou wilt guide us and direct us in the remainder of the steps of life's journey. May we be continually led by thee, guided by thy counsel, and may our eyes be ever up unto thee, from whence cometh our help. And oh, do favour us to know and feel that help within, that we may say with the dear psalmist, "And I am help." And, O Lord, we would pray for enduring grace to be given to us, that we may endure to the end. May we not be like the ungodly in the world, Lord, that just come to the end. But, oh, that we may be like dear Moses, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Oh, may our eyes be ever heavenward, looking unto Jesus. And, oh Lord, do help us to keep thee in view. And may we be real followers of a meek and lowly Jesus. And, oh Lord, we pray to be fed with that living bread from heaven. Oh, that there may be even this night the crumbs from the Master's table. And may we be among those living dogs that partake of them, and not be left to be dead lions. For thou hast said in thy word, a living dog is better than a dead lion. And, O Lord, do remember the dear children and the dear young people. We pray thou wilt work in them thy grace and thy fear, and may they follow on to know the Lord. And may the prayers of dear parents and grandparents and those that pray for them be heard and answered. And, O Lord, do raise up from among them those that shall fear thy holy name, seek thy face, and serve thee. Keep them from the world and all its snares and dangers, and may they be brought to look to thee for all they need, both for time and for eternity. And oh, hear the cries that are put up for them. Send down those answers of peace. May there be in each one, Lord, that which is recorded in thy word, some good thing toward the Lord God of Israel. Do remember those who are in affliction's pathway. We think of those, Lord, in the coronavirus, many and some of thy dear people. We pray that all these afflictions may be sanctified, that out of the affliction there may come forth that which is for the good and profit of the souls of thy people, and for thy eternal praise. Lord, we pray for healing mercies, for thou hast said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Oh, may it please thee to convey that heavenly healing to many souls. Do remember, Lord, all that are bereaved. We pray that the death of one and another may bring many into gracious concern. For thou hast said, be ye also ready. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. No, Lord, we would pray for our deacons, thou would help them and bless them. Hear and answer their prayers and desires, and grant them all needed wisdom in all things. And do remember, Lord, those in middle age and the troubles and difficulties and trials they walk through. May they see thy hand wonderfully providing for them, guiding them, directing them in the way thou would have them to go. And, O Lord, do bless our dear aged friends. Do especially favour them, Lord, with many tokens of thy everlasting love, blessings indeed. And, oh, do come and crown their journey's end and ours. And may they be ready, waiting for thy coming. Do prepare us each, we pray, for that solemn hour. And, oh, do assure us that it is well with us, while life endures, and well when called to die. Do bless us as a flock, Lord. We pray that thou wilt revive us in the church and in the congregation. And when we are spared to gather back in thy house, we pray that it may be a day of real thanksgiving. And may be those quickened into life and brought into thy house with real concerns. And those, Lord, that are exercise concerning thy sacred ordinances. We pray thou wilt make thy dear children willing in the day of thy power. Thou wilt open the windows of heaven as we have read, and pour out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Now, O Lord, we would commit to thee this guilty nation. To appear, Lord, we pray for further healing to our Prime Minister. And, oh, that thou wouldst sanctify this affliction to him, and help those that are seeking to rule the land. May all wisdom be given, and may they be directed to look heavenward to the Lord for that help they need, and seek to do his will. And do supply the need of the doctors, Lord, and nurses and all that care for thy dear people, and to those in hospitals at this time, where'er they be. We pray that thou would appear for them. And, oh, that thou wouldst come, Lord, and speak through all these solemn means, that many may think and tremble, for death is now upon the road. And, oh, that there may be a time of real refreshing in the nation, many brought to fear thy holy name, to serve thee. And, Lord, may there be the sound of abundance of rain. And, oh, may this land once again be a sovereign land, and able to serve thee with reverence and godly fear. and all we would commit to thee, all that we would and should pray for. And all we do beg, dear Lord, that thou would give us a heart to praise thee for all thy many mercies to us. We would not let them lie forgotten in unthankfulness, nor without praises die. And we pray for thy divine help as we turn to thy word, that we may be the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message. And do bless the hymns to us, and may we know the realities in them. Forgive now what we've uttered amiss and all our sin. And oh, do favour us, Lord, with a token for good. We ask these poor breathings in the precious name of the dear Lord Jesus, for his dear name's sake. Amen. We will further continue our worship by reading hymn 711. Amidst the sorrows of the way, Lord Jesus, teach my soul to pray. And let me taste thy special grace, and run to Christ, my hiding place. Thou knowest the vileness of my heart, so prone to act the rebel's part. And when thou veilest thy lovely face, where can I find a hiding place? Lord, guide my silly wandering feet, and draw me to thy mercy seat. I've naught to trust but sovereign grace. Thou only art my hiding place. Oh, how unstable is my heart. Sometimes I take the tempter's part, and slight the tokens of thy grace, and seem to want no hiding place. But when thy spirit shines within, and makes me feel the plague of sin, then how I long to see thy face. 'Tis then I want a hiding place. Lord Jesus, shine, and then I can feel sweetness in salvation's plan, and as a sinner plead for grace through Christ, the sinner's hiding place. By the Lord's help and seeking your prayerful attention, I will direct you to Malachi chapter 4 and the second verse. The book of Malachi chapter 4 and verse 2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. The book of Malachi chapter 4 and verse 2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. The prophecy of Malachi is a very solemn and searching book. It speaks so solemnly concerning the wicked and those that know not the Lord. But it speaks too of those that fear the Lord's name. Now, Malachi was dwelling in the midst of a solemn, dark day, some 300 odd years before the coming of Christ, and it was a dark day, and there seemed so much wickedness that there was throughout the earth. And if you read closely through these chapters of this book, you will find it so. And the Lord's solemn judgments were to be poured out upon those that knew not the Lord. And really, when we think of the solemn day in which we live, it is very similar with the plagues, and so it was in his day. And these things were a solemn warning to many. But the wonderful mercy was that the Lord was still on the throne. And what a mercy it is in the midst of the troubles of this land and this nation today, and throughout the earth, the Lord is still upon the throne. The hymn writer said he sits on no precarious throne, nor borrows leave to be. All things are in his hand, and all events are at his command. And as he has caused this coronavirus to come upon this nation, may the Lord use it to bring many to fear his holy name. Now he speaks solemnly here concerning the solemn judgments that would be poured forth. He says in the commencement of this fourth chapter, "For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch." And then this beautiful word of promise and of prophecy: "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall." The Lord seemed to so drop this in, thinking of the beautiful sunshine we've been favoured with of late, and the wonderful shining of the sun throughout the earth, midst all the wickedness, midst all the plague, the sun still shines. And now I want us help to look at this in a few ways. Firstly, this wonderful promise was spoken by the Lord to a certain people. And he says here, "But unto you that fear my name." The fear of the Lord is a wonderful thing. We read of it in our opening hymn. It's an unctuous light to all that's right, and a bar to all that's wrong. And the Lord use throughout his word many solemn searching circumstances such as plagues and earthquakes and other things to bring many to fear his holy name. We think of the jailer, how he sent that earthquake that shook the foundations of the prison, and oh, how the jailer feared the Lord. Now, this fear of the Lord is not a hard, slavish fear. It's a tender, filial fear. It's a fear like a dear child will have of his mother and father. It loves them, it obeys them, but it fears before them when it does things wrong. It's a tender, loving fear. And this is what it is before the Lord, but unto you that fear my name. Now, of course, there's many sweet records, and you can look them up at your leisure, where the Lord speaks of the fear of the Lord. And we read, don't we, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And where the Lord plants that fear, like he did in Saul of Tarsus, like he did in Timothy as a little lad upon his mother and grandmother's knees, he feared the Lord. Because the Lord had all power in heaven and in earth. And Saul of Tarsus feared the Lord as he trembled before the majesty of heaven on that Damascus road. So this promise is to these characters that fear him. And it's the beginning of wisdom. The Lord makes his dear people, when he puts this fear in them, he makes them wise to their standing before a holy God. They weren't wise to it before. They think they can do just as they like and go on just as they like. But this fear and makes them wise to their solemn standing before a holy God as poor, wretched, hell-deserving sinners. And this fear of the Lord brings the sinner to look to the Lord for all they need, for mercy, for pardon, for guidance, for direction. And two, where this fear of the Lord is, it keeps the soul from sinning. And it brings the sinner to hate sin. And we think of what I quoted earlier, it's an unctuous light to all that's right and a bar to all that's wrong. Oh, may you, dear children and young people, see the Lord put bars across things that you want to do or that are grieving to him, and like keeping the Sabbath day, you know, putting a bar against the pleasures of this earth, the things of time, and so you cannot enter into them like the flesh desires and like the carnal man wants. But this fear will make the sinner desire those things that are right in the sight of God, and how they want to be right in his sight. There's a good prayer, you know, and you never wear it out. It's an unctuous light, you see, to all that's right and a bar to all that's wrong. And how often we have to pray, Lord, make me right and keep me right. And when we're in his fear, under his fear, that'll be our continual prayer. take away the love of sin, Alpha and Omega be, an unctuous light to all that's right, and a bar to all that's wrong. Now these are the characters that the Lord has promised this wonderful promise to. The reason I name it as a text this evening, the Lord seemed to drop it in, thinking of this beautiful sunshine that we're favoured with, as I'd indicated just now. You know, it made me think of the wonderful things that shine forth through the sun. But before we look at that, this to Malachi and to those that feared the Lord in his day was a wonderful promise. And it directed them away from themselves to look forward to the glorious coming of the Lord Jesus. And this text, really, the Son of Righteousness, is one of the beautiful names that the Lord has left on record in his words and his word concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the glorious Son of Righteousness. Now, there's a few things we would name concerning this. Firstly, we think of the sun and what flows from it. Firstly, light. You know, the stars, the moon, all receive, and the earth and man upon it, light through the light of the sun. And you think how wonderfully, spiritually, the Lord is the light of his people. When he said in creation that God said, "Let there be light," and there was light, it was done. A light, the hymn writer said, to shine upon the road that leads me to the Lamb. And how we need that light continually, you see. And Malachi's day was a day of much darkness, as I indicated earlier. So much darkness. But out of that darkness, the Son of Righteousness was to arise for those that feared his holy name. And oh, there may be those of you at this evening hour and throughout this day and in this time of life and in this affliction and plague upon this land, there seems so much darkness. But you think, as the sun has shone upon this land in all its darkness, it gives light. And what wonderful thing it is when the Lord shines upon his holy word, gives us light. And so we see, as we read the sacred pages, it's full of the Lord Jesus, the light of his dear people. But too, through the shining of the sun, looking at it naturally, there is warmth. You think how cold in the winter it is when the sun doesn't shine, and frost and snow upon the earth. But what a difference when the sun comes out and it starts to warm the earth and warm those that are in it. And we've been favoured with the warmth of the sun of late. And may we know in our souls the warmth of the presence of the Lord with us, The hymn writer said, it's a beautiful word really, warm our cold hearts with heavenly heat. You know, so often we have to mourn, don't we, because of the coldness of our hearts, the lukewarmness, the deadness. But oh, what a difference when the Lord shines upon us, shines upon the work of grace, and how it warms the sinner's heart. And we think of what we have sung in, or read rather, in that beautiful hymn just now, and may it be each of our fervent prayer. In those last two verses, they seem to drop in very sweetly. But when thy spirit shines within and makes me feel the plague of sin, then how I long to see thy face, 'tis then I want a hiding place. Lord Jesus, shine, and then I can feel sweetness in salvation's plan, and as a sinner plead for grace through Christ the sinner's hiding place. So there is light, there is warmth. And two, there's liberty. I was thinking this morning as the lambs were skipping out in the field behind our house, how free they were. The sun had come out, the warmth was beginning to be felt, and there they were skipping and running. They were free. And so it is with the child of God. When the Lord shines, how free they are. We read, don't we, the Saviour said, if the Son shall make you free, then are ye free indeed. And all that light, that warmth, that liberty flows through the dear Lord Jesus, the glorious Son of Righteousness. But then we need him to shine upon the path, don't we? The road we tread, the path we tread in. What a difference when the Lord shines in a path of affliction and makes us feel he is smiling upon us in it all, and that the bitter in the affliction, or the bitter in a trial, or the bitter in a trouble, is made sweet as he shines forth. And we can see then our way. The hymn writer said, the way I take cannot be wrong, if Jesus be but there. And poor soul, all that you need is in the dear Lord Jesus, the glorious Son of Righteousness. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise. This wonderful certainty, as I speak of so often, the certainties in God's word. And as all those years before the coming of Christ, the Lord gave to Malachi and to the dear people in his day this wonderful promise that the Son of Righteousness would arise. Shall the Son of Righteousness, the certainty he would come. They got something to look forward to, hadn't they? You look in your heart, in your pathway. Have you got those things to look forward to? It's a wonderful thing when we have a prospect before us, isn't it? It's like those that may be anticipating marriage. There's that to look forward to. To be joined together. And oh, that we may have those things to look forward to be married to the Lord the Lamb. I look forward to those sweet tastes of his love. Look forward to those pardoning seals that he gives us from heaven. I look forward to the sweet promises being fulfilled. But of course there's a greater prospect for the child of God that fears the Lord's name, the sweet looking forward to glory. The hymn writer said, "My soul anticipates the day, would mount up on wings and fly away to joys beyond the skies, the prospect of heaven. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise." He was to arise, come into this earth, to be born in laid in Bethlehem's manger, to suffer, to bleed, to die. He was to arise, to come. "Here am I," he says, "send me." But may that word be of sweet encouragement. The day will come where the Lord will arise to your aid, arise to your deliverance, like he did on the resurrection morn. It's a beautiful word to me, that is, this word arise. We think of the spouse in the Song of Solomon, when she was in the winter, in the coldness and bitterness, and the Lord Jesus came, didn't he, to her? He arose and came to her, just as he did arise in that ship to those dear disciples when they were being filled with water and were in jeopardy. And he arose and stilled the wind. "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise." May the Lord arise for your aid, for your deliverance. Arise and pardon all your sin. Arise and come and bring you out into gospel liberty, and then bid you to arise and follow him. But then I wanted just briefly to look at this Son of Righteousness. You know, he here was to provide the blessed covering for his dear people. That glorious robe that he wrought out at Calvary, his righteousness. What a robe for poor sinners that faith puts on. We sing in the hymn, don't we? It's a sacred word. "Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my beauty are, my glorious dress. Midst flaming worlds, in these arrayed, with joy shall I lift up my head." And oh, that we may know the great need in our souls of the precious blood of Jesus that cleanseth from all sin, and the glorious robe of righteousness that is given by him to his dear bride, his dear people, his church. And what a robe it is, spotless throughout, and so vital a covering. But then, much further could be said on these things, but let us just briefly go further. Not only would the glorious Son of Righteousness arise, but the sweet effect of that arising for a poor needy sinner with healing in his wings. We sing in one of the hymns, "'Tis he that heals thy sicknesses and makes thee young again." Some of us have known what it is, where he has arisen, He has arose and healed us in body, healing in his wings, those wings of love that spread over his dear people, healing in them, for body, for mind, healing in the circumstances you're walking in, but far greater than this, healing in our souls. Oh, the hymn writer said, didn't he, heal the festering sores of sin and make us young again. Oh, what sores sin brings, what deep wounds, but ah, there's healing in the precious wings of the Saviour. And when he spreads those wings of everlasting love over you, then he will grant that healing that you need. You think of the dear woman with the issue of blood, how healing virtue flowed into her, both in her soul and too in her body. And others that were healed that from deep afflictions, and he can do it today. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Oh, may we know more and more this sweet healing. And only the Lord knows how many of us really feel the need of it. But then he goes further, and ye shall go forth. There's a going forth, you see. The child of God is journeying. They're journeying, like the children of Israel, from Egypt to the promised land of Canaan. And what a journey it was through that wilderness. There was a going forth, first out of Egypt, then through the wilderness, going forth through all the trials they had to walk through. And ye shall go forth. And there may be those of you tonight that feel so troubled. How can I venture on? This is a wonderful word, you know. I hadn't thought of it before, but, you know, for a poor sinner to go forth with. Venturing upon the Lord, venturing faith, the old preachers used to say was the strongest faith, venturing upon the Lord. And you can venture with a word like this. Those that may be exercised concerning following the Lord in his sacred ordinances, you may come up to the house of God, Lord, give me a word, and to go forth with. And then if he applies this to you, ye shall go forth. There's no going back. There's a venturing forth. And how many times, like with Joshua at the death of Moses, he had to go forth to lead the children of Israel. And then we think of dear Jeremiah, how he had to go forth to prophesy, feeling to be but a child. And there may be those of you that feel, well, just like a worm, really, or a little child. How can I venture? Ye shall go forth in the strength of the Lord, not in your own strength. Ye shall go forth leaning upon him, looking unto him. Ye shall go forth held up by the prayers of those around you. And ye shall go forth and do as he has commanded. Ye shall go forth. And then he doesn't leave it there, and grow up as calves of the stall. You know, the husbandman, he loves to see his calves in the stall growing up. And oh, may there be in each of our hearts, a real growing in grace, and in a knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, growing less and less in our esteem, but he be the one thing that's needful, we be as nothing. I think of dear John the Baptist. What did he say? But he must increase, but I must decrease. And oh, may there be a real growing in each of you dear young ones. As you grow up naturally, may you grow up in the vital things of God, to love the Lord, to keep his commandments, to obey his voice, and grow up to be steadfast and established, and one that truly fears his holy name. Ye shall grow up as calves of the stall, fed by the Lord, dependent upon him for all that you need, for time and for eternity. But I must leave it. May the Holy Spirit sweetly apply this precious text to us, that it may be life and power to each of our souls. It's what the Lord has said. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. May the Lord richly bless his own precious word. Amen. We will conclude by reading hymn 546. Jehovah is my sun, he shines into my heart. Though clouds do often interpose, my sun shall not depart. This sun has warmed my soul when chilled by sin and death. Its beams have shone with strength and heat, and made me strong in faith. Whatever be my frame, my sun no change can know. Though I am dark, he still remains my light and glory too. Nor death, nor sin, nor hell shall make him cease to shine. And though I cannot always feel his beams, he's ever mine. 'Tis no precarious light that shines on Zion's hill. 'Tis God's effectual light itself, and therefore cannot fail. Dear Lord, do pardon and forgive anything thy pure eyes have seen amiss. Come over the poverty of our poor, feeble attempts. Do bless thy own word, and oh, may we have the sweet application of it in our souls, and see the sweet fulfilment of it. May the grace of the dear Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the sweet communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and remain with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.